You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do Real Political Debate. This is not so serious debate.
Mm-hmm. My favorite kind.
It is for me.
Yeah, Nick does take it seriously.
Don't demean what we do here. Don't downplay it. This is a very, in fact, for people that don't know, we have to do like all this FCC paperwork so that we... That in order to utilize the public airways, we have to contribute in some way to society. And this is it for Power 96.5.
Going our public file.
Oh my gosh. That's a little sad. All right.
What do we got, Charles?
So there's a TikTok user that's going viral because one of her matches on Tinder sent her a dating application prior to the first date. He wanted to know if she was employed, her height, if she owned a dog, which Lord of the Rings movie was her favorite, which Justin Bieber song she liked, and more. So it was a dating application to see if he was even going to go on a date with her. Is this a good idea or not? Is the question, really.
I'm going to be the girl who's outraged.
That she got a dating application?
Yeah, that you would ask me. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. She got the dating application from him on Twitter or on Tinder.
So you're mad that I...
You're mad that he's
asking
you.
Made you submit an application,
yeah,
I guess.
Right. Yeah, to date you.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. How dare you send me some kind of application to where you're so holier than thou and you sit on your throne that I'm supposed to bow down to you and make sure that I check off all your boxes? Well, let me tell you something, busto. Buster.
What's a busto?
Well, I wanted to say buster. Yeah. And then I was like, well, maybe I should go with bozo.
Both great, by the way.
Yeah, fork in the road, tore you in two.
Put them together. I just did a mashup. So let me tell you something. I don't need to check off all your boxes. You can check off your own box because that's what you're going to be alone with. You and your box. Because this one is not going to be anywhere near you. You ask me what I'm doing, who I am. Oh, who are you? I should be asking for your resume and your dating application. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was waiting for the bow.
Yeah.
Be put on the present. That is your
Buster Bozo
articulated position.
When's the last time someone said bozo?
I don't know. So I was trying to really get some word economy out there.
All right. Well, first of all, once again, here we get to deal with the great contradictions that are created in the world of womanhood. On one hand, we're supposed to care so much about things that are beyond sizes and looks. I'm more than that. I'm more than my looks. I'm more than my butt size. I'm more than my waist size. Okay, so here I'm taking a first dig at learning about you, and now you're going to complain about it. What a shock. Tells me all I need to know. Secondly, do you know what it costs to go out to take someone on a date any longer? Clearly you do. It's a lot of money. I don't want to have to Uber and then take you somewhere nice, let you order whatever you want, go for drinks afterwards. $300 I'm down. When $15 into it, I knew that this was not going to happen. And thirdly, the reason I started doing this was because the last time I hooked up with a Tinder date, it turned out to be my own aunt. So I need to do a screening process ahead of time now.
Was she hot, though? Or?
Yeah, she was. Oh, okay. It was worth it.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.